Ann Lea Namayi, Anuj.
Names of all the people who died in the Westgate attack were read out in the exhibition hall at the Kenya National Museums, where prominent black and white images of the survivors and victims have been displayed on the walls. Besides the images, there were small screens showing and telling stories of courage.
I just went with my wife and my
husband. My name is Amrit Pal Singh, Ambi.
The video we are watching right now shows you giving your testimony. How did the Westgate attack affect you?
Well, I've lost two of my great family members, and which we miss them a lot because my mom was a very good advisor to us. My child used to do a lot of activities together on a daily basis. I lost them both, yes.
First Lady Margaret Kenyatta, who lost a family member in the attack, called on Kenyans to use such a moment to reflect on their strength as a nation.
This is a time that brings much pain and sorrow to many, and is still a time of healing. The nation may have been seriously scarred, but we shall never be broken as a people. Our resilience is unconquerable.
I caught up with some of the victims at the exhibition.
My name is Manjeet Sira. I lost my mom and my 17-year-old nephew in the attack. My daughter was shot in 3 times. She's okay now.
And how about your loss, losing the people you loved? How has that affected your life?
She was my mom, my best friend. I was the only daughter, so she was everything for me. And I think losing her is losing a part of me. My nephew was somebody, you know, you bring up, you look after them. And I can't even begin to tell you how it felt when I saw him just lying there lifeless. It's really finished us. And some part of us died that day as well.
I'm Charity Rongo. Yeah, I lost my husband. He was a driver who had gone there to take some visitors.
And how is it like for you to be here today and to see all these photos and videos of people who survived the attack?
Yeah, I've been encouraged by meeting so many people who went through the same ordeal as I did. I'm not alone.
I'm Arjun Kohli. Yeah, I'm the producer of this exhibition.
So what inspired you to come up with this idea?
I looked at what they'd done in New York after 9/11, and I'm friends with one of the filmmakers who had worked on a project after 9/11, and he'd used this method of bringing people into a studio and recording their testimonials. Not in a kind of news way, but in a documentary way. And in those, there are a lot of lessons.